It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Yeah, so I saw not one, but two movies that are playing at the Maison du Cinéma. One of them we saw at the Maison du Cinéma, my husband and I. The other one has returned to the Maison du Cinéma. It's a movie called Anora, which won big prizes at the Academy Awards. I think it was Best Picture, Best Actress, and several others, beating out some really outstanding competitors. So it was a bit of a surprise. And I watched it at home with a friend, and we both surprised ourselves by enjoying it and finding that there was more to it than what initially appeared, which was just this side of pornography. And it was funny. It was well done and amusing, and surprisingly, considering that it dealt with kind of the Russian mob, there was very little violence. There were some really outstanding performances. A young woman named Maggie Madison, in fact, who I certainly had never heard of. Maybe lots of other people had never heard of her, and she walked off with Best Actress. So it was fun, if nothing else, just watching her performance. And she plays someone who is, say, a young woman, right about the same age as she is, around 23 or so, who is kind of gets hooked up with a young man who is, his parents are wealthy Russian mobsters. But they're in Russia, and he's in Brooklyn with Anora and other people. So they have no real influence on him. And at one point, he really hooks up nicely with Anora, and they have lots of sex and lots of fun. And he decides, let's get married. So they do. But I won't go into great detail, because much of the movie concerns the family's reaction to this marriage, because this young man he's totally dissolute. He seems to have not much going for him except all this Russian mob money. And the parents and they're very, very, very unhappy about this marriage. And they want it annulled or a divorce to go through. But anyway, I won't go into great detail. It is, it takes a little getting used to, because there are so many, for lack of a better term, curse words in there. In particular, the F word, which Mikey Madison says it must be 4,000 times in the course of the movie. And a whole bunch of the other performers do as well. But it is surprisingly entertaining. I'm not sure I would have given it quite so many awards as it got, Best Picture and so on and so forth. But that's what it got. And if you want to go to the Maison du Cinéma and watch it there, that's one way to do it. And the other way is what I did, which was simply pay for it. It's on one of the streaming services for something like $7 or $8 to watch, to have access to that movie for quite a while. So that's how I did that. But meanwhile, we did go downtown to see a movie which is more recently on the screen there, called Black Bag. And this is a really excellent spy movie. It's very intelligent, and it's a little complicated. I will probably need to watch it again to figure out everything that's going on there. Everything's a bit dark, and all of the characters seem to have, they all work for an intelligence agency. And some of them are not good characters, and some are very good characters. But they're all worth watching, because they all have their own special personalities that distinguishes them. I would say, if you are looking for a spy movie, and lots of people often are, this is a good one to go to. It's a little, as I say, it takes a little more attention than some of the other spy movies, which are maybe a little less convoluted, but it's good. It's really quite fun. other things going on downtown. Oh, just a note about Anora, which is the movie, the big winner movie. It is just there are plenty of bad guys. I mean, the Russian mob does play a significant role, but even the bad guys aren't so bad. But they are very, without being over the top funny, they're amusing in their behavior. So again, I would recommend that. The Black Bag, critics gave it 97%. Public gave it 70%. This is the spy film with Kate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender. I think it's probably up there in that 90-something percent range, and the public's lower opinion is probably due to the fact that it's not super simple. There is a lot going on, and you really have to be paying attention this way. I will probably end up seeing it again just to pick up on things that I had missed. It is a little confusing, just to be quite honest, a little bit confusing, but still good. And there's a cameo by Pierce Brosnan. He plays one of the spy heads, and I just hadn't seen him for a long time, and he was also very good. And an extremely good-looking young man who made a name for himself on Bridgerton, the TV series from a few years ago. Ready? I think it would be Reggie Jean Page. I'm not entirely sure how that's pronounced. It could be Reggie Jean Page, for all I know. But this guy is also, again, a good actor and just incredibly good-looking. So that all by itself was fun. Movies that are coming in the next little while, a movie called Opus, which I frankly don't know very much about at this moment, but it's, in fact, it's there. It's not just coming, it's there now, and probably we'll get to see it later in the week. Another movie called Novocaine, which is an adventure action movie with a very much up-and-coming young actor named Jack Quaid, who is Dennis Quaid's son. It's called Novocaine, and he plays a character who, for whatever reason, cannot feel any pain. And I guess they kind of riff on that situation a lot. And it's also getting quite good reviews. People are enjoying it because it sounds like a very enjoyable movie. Another one that's coming very soon is called Death of a Unicorn. Again, kind of a comedy. And something that hasn't been at the Maison de Cinema maybe ever, but they are using their outstanding theater called the Lux Atmos Theater, which has unbelievable sound and incredibly comfortable seats. And they're using that theater to show filmed rock concerts. So something to look forward to. Another movie which is coming soon, but it's not there at the moment. It's a live-action remake of the Disney Snow White. And it too is getting, people seem to be enjoying that. As usual, the Aventurier Voyageur series is happening. And what's coming up next in this series is focused on northern Spain. And just a reminder, these movies are wonderful, and they're terrific for people who have either been on trips or would like to go on trips and need a little visual stimulation. This particular one, as I mentioned, is set in northern Spain. The big news about the Maison de Cinema is simply that they are having their annual Festival of World Cinema, Festival of the Cinéma du Monde, from April 7th to the 13th, 80 films and 25 events. So when you go to the Maison de Cinema in that period of time, you can either go to the films that are part of the Festival de Cinéma du Monde, or you can go to the movies and just catch whatever movies happen to be playing there. They It's a very, very big theater with many, many rooms in which to see movies. So there's lots of ways to get to see movies, either just current movies or movies that are world-class festival movies. And as I said, there's about 80 of those. Soon there will be a schedule coming out with all of the names and times and dates of the films that are part of the. This is a festival that I have several friends who love it. They go every year, and every year currently it just gets better and better. So it's something if you're interested in the world film situation, this is one to see. It may not be quite as ordinary as most of the movies that show in the theaters. These movies are world-class films. And I would, again, recommend that if you're a cinephile, you're going to want to get hold of a schedule and select one or several of the films that are coming up. Some, by the way, are in English. So if your language skills are not superb, and you would like to see only movies in English, that's possible. But I think for most people, being able to watch films that are made in places around the world, Asia, Europe, South America, you name it, you will, if you can just, you know, put yourself in a theater and pretend that you can speak all these languages, I think you're in for a really good time. I think probably that's all I have to say for this week, but maybe I've said more than enough. Always something going on downtown. We are very lucky to have the Maison de Cinema there. They do good work. They have excellent shows. They have terrific movies, and they're so close. Can't ask for much more. And they're not expensive. It is something, depending on how old you are and what kind of ticket you get, it's something like $9 to go to the movies. And that's a bargain, frankly. Yeah, that's about it for me this week.
Okay, thanks again, Melanie Cutting, for Back to the Movies. Thanks, Melanie, and hear from you next week.